92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
These days, Americans are making decisions on things they never really had to think about in the past. Among them, the cost of dining out. It's risen considerably over the last 2 years. The cost of dining out in January was up 5.1% compared to the previous January of 2023. Now, some of this has been driven by the issue of minimum wages. The national minimum wage was stuck at $7.25 for decades, while the cost of living has risen over 1,000%. Many say that to get the minimum wage up to a reasonable $15 or even $20 per hour, product prices have to rise also. But that's really not true when you've got CEOs of companies like McDonald's making $8 to $9,000 every hour of every day. And at sit-down chain restaurants, if they've maintained their customer base, they've seen a drop in alcohol sales because people can't afford to bump up their bill with booze. And with the rising cost of dining out, people are opting to cook for themselves at home, which means it may take a lot to bribe people to come back and be restaurant customers once again once they've been pushed away by high prices.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPN. BPM.